when we arrived in the city, there was an amazing energy to the city, and I was blown away by the architecture, specifically in the relationship between historic buildings and modern buildings. In DC, where I live, it's a very flat city. We don't have skyscrapers here. So to see modern skyscrapers in Boston with these tiny historic buildings next to them, it was really powerful to me when I walked through the city streets of Boston.
I think for some people that drives them crazy because some of the huge skyscrapers like the John Hancock Tower are so close to things like the historic Trinity Church. I noticed that you have the Hancock Tower in the coloring book itself. What other buildings drew your attention and why?
Well, certainly the Hancock Tower, as well as Prudential, tall buildings in the city that kind of stand out. But really, for me personally, the historic buildings like the Paul Revere House, as well as the old State House, they appeal to me in a visual sense, in an experiential sense as well. And I'm drawn to historical buildings first and foremost because they represent history. They have stories to share, and as people who visit them, we want to learn a little bit more about them, what happened in those places or landmarks.
So give us an example of one of the structures that you came across and what you did to eventually have kind of an ink rendering for the book.
Once I'm experiencing the buildings, I'm photographing them, and then I have to manipulate them using computer systems like Photoshop and Illustrator, and then I'm drawing on top of my photographs in order to bring out the edges of the building. And so I'm determining the level of detail that's really important to kind of give this the best sense of the building. One example would be the Berkeley Building. It's a Beaux-Arts style commercial structure. Let's see if I remember correctly. It's at like the corner of Berkeley and Boylston Streets. And it's this remarkable office building that has a terracotta cladding on the exterior, and there's playful motifs like fish and sea serpents. That's something that's kind of representative for that time period. And when a building like this kind of is able to make me pause, it's because it has a presence in the surrounding context.
This is Ron Copley, and it's funny as you talk about this building because it's really beautiful, but most of us are just stuck in traffic waiting to, go down Boylston Street. So it's nice to have an outsider, so to speak, call our attention to it. When you get to buildings off the beaten path, give us an example of one of those that you especially prized.
Garage Mansion is this fantastic building. At one point, it was the winter home, and I stress winter home, for its original owners. It's designed in the chateauesque style, which was inspired by a particular chateau in the Loire Valley in France. As a winter home, it was designed at a time period when the wealthy amassed great wealth and they could use that wealth to showcase in their house. It's extremely lavish. There's lots of intricate details on the exterior of the home. Today, it's, I think, a condominium. And I think having the information by the drawing is really, it just kind of elevates the coloring experience. So I think this isn't just a coloring book, but it's also kind of educational. It's kind of fun. There's some fun facts that can inspire people to investigate the building in a different way, maybe do some research at the library or online, or maybe even actually go to the building itself, because there's nothing like actually experience a building firsthand.
Absolutely. And you know what I think would be really exciting is when you get to a building like City Hall in Boston, which some people adore and some people despise. It can be off-putting because of its concrete coldness, this brutalist architecture. So when you have a concrete building like City Hall, what would you love to see somebody color it as in your book? I mean, what would you like to imagine it as?
Well, I would ultimately say that's up to the user, but a lot of these buildings in general, they are kind of monotone. And so the idea of giving power to the person with color to kind of transform them into something new, I think is pretty incredible. And this one, I know it's a controversial building in Boston, and I love it. At the same time, I love to hate it. I mean, imagine if this were fluorescent pink or orange, how drastically different that would impact people. So,
Scott Clowney, nice to speak with you.
you as well. Thank you so much.
Scott Clowney's book is called Historic Buildings of Boston, a Coloring Book of Architecture.